Chief, how are you?
Good, Scott. Good morning. How are you?
Glad to have you back again.
Glad to be here.
What's happening in your world?
Well, we've got a lot going on. I want to start off by saying right now we are recruiting new firefighters. So if anyone is interested, we're going to be testing June 30th. Would encourage folks to come out and apply. The deadline to apply is June 21st. We're looking to hire hopefully somewhere around September, October. So anybody interested, come out and see us.
Now, what kind of background do they need to have and the experiences they come in wanting to be a firefighter?
To apply, you have to already been through the Firefighter Academy. Also, you have to be registered, certified as a basic emergency medical technician. We do give a preference. If someone is already certified as a paramedic, then they get a preference in hiring. But those are the qualifications needed to apply. And from there, we train you a lot more and get you on the job.
How's the new fire station coming along?
It's coming along very well. We're very excited. It's really progressing at the moment. All the walls and roofs are coming up, and they're trying to get it dried in so they can get started on the interior. But we're very excited. We go by there at least three or four times a week just to see the progress, and it's looking really good at this point.
Yeah, we don't live in the city, but my wife is driving down Cabot. She called. She said, "What is that thing they're building out there behind the old post office? It's gigantic." I said, "That's the fire station. That's what that is." Now, what's our target? I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but what's the target when it'll be up and ready to go?
Well, we're hoping all things go well towards the end of the year. Maybe around December is what we're looking at, hopefully, and we're anxious to get in it. So if everything stays on track, hopefully by the end of the year, we'll be operating out of it.
Of course, there's more than just the structure involved. There's streets around. Those are small residential streets. Are you going to have some improvements on those streets as well to get the trucks in and out of there?
There will be some, and there's going to be a cut through, if you will, to Texas Avenue where we can come out there. And that location gives us access all directions, which is what we're looking for, obviously, to get out of there quickly. So there will be some street improvements around it, cut through to Texas, and once all that's done, we should be able to get in there and take care of our business.
Yeah, really a vast improvement if you're headed north on Texas Avenue at the new station as opposed to where you are right now. Just
correct,
make it a lot easier.
Correct.
Right? All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you.